Our word today is goal. I wonder what you think the goal of being a disciple of Jesus Christ is to be. Is it just a means to get to heaven? Maybe the goal's praying a lot or reading and memorizing the Bible. Perhaps it's even doing lots of evangelism and doing lots of work for the church you belong to. As admirable as those things are, they are not what is to be the goal for all those who claim to be disciples of Jesus Christ. The ultimate goal for any Christian disciple can be found in these words of Jesus' good friend, John. We know that we have come to know Jesus if we obey his commands. The man who says, "I know him," but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys Jesus' words, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. According to the Apostle John, Jesus' good friend and follower, the goal of being a Christian disciple is to walk and to live as Jesus did, to follow the commands of Jesus. That doesn't mean walking around in sandals, wearing white clothes, and traversing the terrain where Jesus himself walked. The Apostle John means that we, all those who are followers of Jesus Christ, are to be seen to be radical and holy, living lives worthy of that of Jesus Christ. So now we have another question. How can we be radical and holy? John Calvin said this: denying oneself and relying on God for all things is the goal of the Christian life. That's being radical and holy. And this can only be attained by total submission to the Holy Spirit and a life of constantly dealing with God in all matters. That is how Christian disciples are to be radical and holy, endeavoring to reach the goal of being Jesus to other people. This is done by a constant renewing of the mind and having a heart willing to be transformed. It is done by loving others in such a way that the end of a Christian disciple's generosity is only when the resources have expired. A Christian disciple is to live and walk as Jesus Christ did, and there is no better way for a Christian disciple to fulfill this goal than by imitating Jesus and obeying his command from Luke chapter 9, verse 23, which is to take up their cross daily and follow me. This is seen as a higher challenge for the mind. Dietrich Bonhoeffer commented that discipleship of Jesus Christ leads to death for all who follow Jesus Christ, either as a physical death or in being ostracized from the wider community. As Christian disciples, we are linked together, whether we like it or not, in a Christian community through rebirth, through being born again, and our relationship exists only through our relationship with Jesus Christ. There is no such thing as an individual member of the radical Christian community. Members, those who are Christian disciples, are to be interdependent upon one another, bound by a corporate and inclusive personality. The church community is to be dynamic in nature, and individualism is not coherent with New Testament teaching. Remember these words: the world will know we are God's possession and people, that we are disciples of Jesus Christ, if we exhibit and demonstrate love toward one another. How about that for being radical and holy? That's the goal for the Christian disciple. We as Christians have a goal to be radical and holy. We are to be obedient to Jesus in loving God and loving others including those who are our enemies. How can we do and be that? If we try that in our own strength, we will fail. It is only through the power, strength, and wisdom of the Holy Spirit who lives within you that you can do this. How's that for a wow word?